What do you mean we need to talk? Who are you?
We need to talk privately.
What's this all about?
Hey, I assure you, Mr. Thompson, that it's in your best interest to cooperate.
I think you better go with him, Thompson.
Okay, fine. But if I'm not back in 10 minutes, Mata, send him the army.
All right.
Man, that's one mean mother.
Stay away from him.
Why? He's a brute. What's wrong with him?
That's what we have to find out.
Okay, we're alone. So who are you?
Troy Tyson. Here's my card.
You're with Kessler's. Risk management. What's that mean?
I protect our investments.
So you're not connected with the State Department?
No. But if I was, I wouldn't be telling you anyway.
Well, why exactly are you here?
Rick sent me.
He didn't tell me he was going to do that.
What the hell's that chopper doing on my land?
Frank, I'd like you to meet Troy Tyson.
Mr. Buchanan, I presume.
You can presume what you like. What's your business at Merryweald, mate?
Don't push it, Dad.
Stay out of this, lad. You don't own it yet.
I represent one of your potential investors.
What? Oh, well, look, when you say so. Look, sorry if I was a bit abrupt, but you can't be too careful, eh? Why don't you come up to the hotel? We can talk turkey.
Later. Mr. Thompson's about to brief me.
Oh, yeah. Good man, Thompson. He's been working for me for quite a while now. Thompson, don't stuff this up.
I'll do my best, boss.
Yeah, don't take too long, mate, or I'll come looking for you.
No, you won't have to. I'll find you.
Oh, nice one, Dad. You didn't look too desperate.
I think my luck's about to change.
What's going on?
Watch and learn, my boy. Watch and learn.
Hey, you guys, did you see that big guy Thompson was with?
Hard to miss.
How long have they been upstairs?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
Might be time to send in the army.
Yeah, not until we hear Thompson screaming.
Who is he?
I don't know. But he sure knew who Thompson was.
So, do you want anything? Tea, instant coffee?
No. Now, let's get down to business.
Okay. Why did Rick feel he had to send you out here?
I'll be the one asking the questions here. Now, tell me what's been going on from your perspective.
Okay. I was on vacation in the South Island. Rick faxed me and asked me to check on things here. The station was offline.
So, you came up here?
Yeah.
And how were things here at the station?
Well, I could never get in to find out.
Why not? Weren't those your instructions?
Yeah, but you've met Frank Buchanan. He chased me off with a gun. And then later, when I tried to get in, the security system was too effective. I mean, even now, its access code keeps changing.
No, that's impossible.
You'd be surprised how many impossible things seem to happen around here.
Did you contact the station supervisor?
Helen Schrader?
Yes.
Because there was another supervisor before her who kind of...
Let's stick with her for right now.
Okay. Well, she's dead. Didn't Rick tell you?
Yeah, he did, but I want to hear it from you.
Her body was found on a beach near here. The police did an autopsy, and apparently the cause of death was an aneurysm.
Do you think otherwise?
There's nothing I can prove.
But you do have your suspicions.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't the first supervisor to die.
I thought Brad and Norton went AWOL.
So you do know about him?
Don't underestimate us, Mr. Thompson. I have a complete dossier on the situation here, and Kessler's has invested a great deal of money in this station, and we're not about to let it go to waste.
So, what's that got to do with me?
Quite a bit, actually. I want to know exactly what's going on here, and you're not leaving this room until I do.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.